If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We are about to actually continue our discussion regarding some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei with you. We have been doing that actually for a couple of episodes in the past, and we'd like to do so in this episode too. Let me begin our episode with this question. If a government contractor were to give a monetary gift to the government official by whom he is hired or to the government supervisor who is responsible for assessing and overseeing his work, would this be permissible?
Well, it's very much clear that a gift is given to, let's say, to a government official to appease him, okay, to draw his attention. This is nothing but a kind of corruption. It is not permissible for the recipient, who is supposedly a government official, to use that gift. Whatever the name you call it, it could be a kind of gift, or in other words, it could be a kind of bribe, okay? But anyhow, the term bribe is less likely to be used in this context. So it's a gift that must not be received by the government official. It is the government's official to do his job without receiving any gifts. So according to His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, may Allah grant him long life, all such practices that can actually potentially lead to the spread of the kind of corruption are to be avoided under all circumstances and at all costs.
Mm-hmm, I see. Well, I'm going to ask you something regarding tayammum, Sheikh.
Yeah.
Is it necessary to wipe our forehead by the palms of the hand, or is it valid actually if you do so by the fingers? And what's the prayer said after doing tayammum, wiping the forehead by the hand?
Right. In tayammum, of course, wiping should be done by the inner surface of the hands, from the wrists to the tip of the fingers. So first of all, you wipe the forehead, and it's both sides, from the hairline to the including the eyebrows, by both hands. Make sure that the palms, the inner surface of the hands, are used to cover those areas: the forehead, the eyebrows, and the two parts of the two sides of the forehead. So then you move the palm of your left hand on the back of the right hand and the palm of your right hand on the back of your left hand. And also, according to His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, the obligatory precaution is to hit your hands on the ground and move the palm of your left hand on the back of the right hand and the palm of your right hand on the back of your left hand. The point is to hit the ground, the floor, the dust. Okay.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's not a fatwa to hit the ground, right?
Yes.
With your hands on the ground. It is just an obligatory ihtiyat or precaution, okay?
And should the surface be dusty or no? Any piece of a stone would suffice it. If you want to do tayammum instead of wudu.
Yeah, of course, it should be... If it's dusty, it's okay. Uh-huh. It's quite good to,
yes.
To have dust.
If it is not dusty?
If it's not dusty and there's nothing, no dust to be found, there is a piece of stone, there are pebbles, small
right?
sands.
Yes.
Of course, you can do tayammum on the sands, okay? But it's much preferable to find dust anywhere.
What about the stone which you find, for example, in the chapels of the hospital?
I don't think, you know, because there's there are stones or you find them, there are...
A piece of clay, but it's actually the, what you may call it, a dry piece of clay.
Dry piece of... Do you mean bricks?
Like bricks, for example.
Well, I'm not sure if the religious authorities allow doing tayammum on the...
What about the stones? Bricks. Piece of
the
a stone?
Stones are allowed doing tayammum on stones.
But there is no dust on the stones.
Of course, but it's not necessary to collect dust to put... otherwise, there's dust everywhere. You can put it on your face. That would
suffice.
Work. But,
yeah,
but
thank you very much.
The philosophy is not to collect dust. That's why, because when you when you hit your hands with your palms on the floor, you can shake your hands to remove off the dust.
Right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Shavit. Let's actually take a break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah. Guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad Hossein's program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are still speaking about some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khomeini. Sheikh Javid, somebody asked us that he's a marketeer and sometimes he has to deceive his customers or force them to buy their products, for example. Is that allowed actually to do so?
Deception is not allowed. It is not a tactic to be permissible. These religious authorities and Islamic law, generally speaking, does not allow any deception, any kind of playing a trick or any kind of fraudulent activities.
Mm-hmm.
It's necessary to be honest and to just tell the truth to the customer. If there is any defect, if there is any kind of problem with the items which is being sold to the mm-hmm. customer,
yes,
that defect must be told, must be the buyer must be informed about it. Otherwise, the buyer has the right. To rescind mm-hmm. or to cancel the transaction.
Yes.
So to be a marketeer is no problem. It is okay to just to be a vendor or mm-hmm. a seller to a businessman. That's fine.
Yes.
But it's not allowed under any circumstances to deceive one's customer or to force them to buy something when they do not want to buy it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who would pay the expenses of caring for parents, her daughters or sons, if they have enough money or income, who should look after them?
Well, it depends on the existing situation of the mother or father. if they have enough income, no one is to pay for their expenses. They can manage their lives by themselves. They can run. They have their own sources of income. But if they are desperate, if they are in need of help, it is the duty of the children, male or female, it makes no difference, to pay without any difference, among them. Whoever can afford to help his or her parents must do so within his or her ability, as far as it lies within him or her, right? As far as he or she can afford to help. So it's not, it's wrong to expect the male children to support their parents financially, and then the female children are absolved and they are relieved of the obligation. No, every child has to play his or her own duty and role to support their parents financially. They should do it in a way that the parent is not bothered or disrespected or kind of obliged, right?
Yes.
It's necessary to maintain the parent's dignity and self-esteem.
I see. Yeah. Thank you very much. Let's take another break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Welcome back to the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javed, what's the rule, what's the Sharia law regarding selling muddy vegetables to customers? Or let's say to pour water on the vegetables, you know, to keep them fresh and then sell them like that, because actually it, you know, overweighs their original value and an original weight, right?
Right. Well, in itself, in by itself, of course, there's no problem in selling muddy vegetables or pouring water on the vegetables. Because it is exposed to the buyer, and yes, it's quite, the buyer can see the vegetable that is wet and that it's muddy.
Yes.
There is mud clinging to the vegetable. So, of course, he has the right to buy it or not to buy it. Okay. The transaction is permissible. The transaction is valid according to His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei.
I see. Is it permissible to sell vegetables in bunches or cleaned?
Right. It is. There is no problem. It is. It's quite okay, permissible to sell it in whatever way one chooses to sell. It's normal to do so, of course, to sell vegetables in bunches.
Yes.
And also to clean the mud from the vegetables and to sell it. Okay,
yes.
So when you clean the mud and remove the mud, the price goes, the price increases, and people are more likely to buy it.
I see. Well, thank you very much, Javed. Thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to your own program. That is the Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio, whereby we try to deal with normally, some of the jurisprudential laws, whether they are related to a topic or not, like of general and miscellaneous nature. And in this episode, we try to actually deal with some of them for you, based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei, of course. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareemun Salamun Aleemun La ilaha illa hu Ghaffarun Jalla. لا إله إلا هو.